I slept until late morning, maybe 10 o'clock or so. What woke me up was Drover's wheezing. He wheezes in his sleep, don't you see? And makes a very peculiar sound. Sometimes I can sleep through it and sometimes I can't. As a general rule, I'm a light sleeper. That's one of the prices you pay for having sensitive ears. You hear every sound in the night, including some you'd rather not. Don't know what causes Drover's problem. He claims he's allergic to certain weeds. Maybe so. He's also allergic to hard work and danger in any form. Anyhow, there's definitely something wrong with his nose. And speaking of noses, mine was in poor shape after that tussle with Pete and the wire fence. The black leathery part was all scraped up. By crossing my eyes like this, well, you can't see. By crossing my eyes, I could sight down my nose and see little flaps of skin rolled up. I studied the damage for a long time. Kind of made me sad to see my old nose banged up that way. It's a well-known fact that a cow dog tends to be a little vain about his nose. On the one hand, it's a very delicate piece of equipment. On the other hand, it's an object of beauty. Entire books have been written about the natural beauty of a cow dog's nose. Or if they haven't been written, they dang sure ought to be. I bet they'd sell millions of copies and make somebody tubs full of money. They used to tell that my Uncle Beanie packed his nose in mud every night. He lived to a ripe old age, and right up to the last, the women were just nuts about him. He said it was his nose, said the mud treatment kept it soft and pretty. Anyway, I sat there looking at my nose and listening to Drover wheeze and had my eyes crossed for a long time. And you know what? They got hung up. My eyes, I mean. I couldn't get them uncrossed. That's a serious condition called eye crossorosis. Kind of throwed a scare into me. I shook my head and tossed it up and down. Didn't help. Eyes stayed crossed. I hit the side of my head with my left paw, and that didn't help. So I scratched at it with my hind leg. Nothing. I was getting a little concerned by this time because my eyes being crossed throwed everything out of focus, don't you see? Which sort of left the ranch defenseless. Ma used to tell us not to cross our eyes when we were pups. Said they might not go back to normal. I never believed her, but danged if she wasn't right.